Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the National Weather Service with your community comment. I want to start with a shout out to three wonderful ladies who visited our office last week. Judy, Esther, and Joan stopped by for a tour, and it was so nice to have them in our office. Their ages ranged from 82 to 95, and they lit up the office with their smiles and laughter. Now, they said that their secret to life is to remain active. So the theme of this community comment is stay active. Now, how can I possibly tie that into weather, you ask? Well, here's the thing. I frequently share thoughts regarding some of our natural hazards, such as sneaker waves. And I've noticed that when I talk about how to be safe at our beaches, well, sometimes folks actually hear that as stay away from our beaches. So just to be perfectly clear, I think that walking on our amazing beaches is a great way to extend your life and improve the quality of your life. The information I provide is intended to help folks be smarter about our beaches, not afraid of our beaches. But I guess it's easy to get the two mixed up sometimes. In fact, I periodically have a friend suggest that I am very risk adverse. I think they perceive that because I often talk about how to reduce the risks associated with certain, potentially dangerous activities. But for me, that actually frees me up to do more things versus causing me to avoid activities. So I tell my friends who think that I'm risk adverse that I actually do whatever I want, but I always give some thought to managing the risk involved. And frankly, some of the things I do are potentially really dangerous, like lifting houses, for example. I've lifted four different structures over the years to install concrete foundations, but I was fortunate to work with and learn from the best, George Kerwitz, to make sure that I didn't make a stupid mistake and get myself crushed by a 100,000-pound house. I also live in the tsunami zone, but my family is super prepared, and we do evacuation drills every year, so we are really fast at getting out of our house and up to our evacuation site. These preparations don't guarantee that we'll be safe from tsunamis or a falling house, but they give me peace of mind knowing that we understand the hazard and that we've done all that we can do. And I'm convinced that fear is actually fueled by the unknown, not by knowledge. This is why my safety message regarding beaches is not simply warning dangerous beach, because that would leave the source of the danger as an unknown and therefore feed fear while not really helping anybody stay safe. Instead, I like to explain the beach hazards and then how you can use that information to keep yourself and your family safe at the beach. So get out there and be active, because that will keep you young. On the other hand, sitting around watching too much TV is probably the most dangerous thing you can do. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.